This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Second date update on the 10th made hot to you by Burlington. Save on summer's best looks at your Burlington store. Some styles on clearance now, plus fine swimsuits, shorts, tees, activewear, dresses, and sandals for the family. Burlington, style for everyone.
Tim, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
So how can we help you, sir?
I went out with this girl a couple times. Her name's Deborah. And we have just been, like, hitting it off. You know when you find that one person and you feel like your soulmate, somebody you just totally identify with? Like, that's who this girl is, man. She's bad. She's cool. Like, we play jokes on each other all the time. Like, we're a bit of pranksters. And that's part of me. Like, I love just being a goose sometimes and doing funny things. And she's just like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, I would, like, scare her with, like, you know, the fake spiders and stuff. And she got back to me. When she to my house, she sent me, like, a box of dildos, which is, I thought was hilarious. And, you know, just weird stuff like that, you know what I mean? That you're just like, what is this? So I thought it's so cool, but I haven't heard from her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of weird, you know what I mean? So I was just wondering if you could help me out.
It's funny because I was talking about this. I feel like I was talking about this with some people yesterday where, like, when you say you have something in common with somebody, it's mm-hmm. always like this weird thing that I like to do that somebody else is into too.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, it's like playing practical jokes on each other. That's funny.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, cool. So we'll give her a call next, and maybe, who knows, maybe it's a practical joke she's doing on you. She's just gonna, yeah, she's just ignoring you, pretending she's dead. And then one day she's gonna be like, I'm alive. Hang
right.
on. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just talked to Tim.
Mm-hmm.
He said that it's Deborah, this girl that he went out with. He said it, not me. He used the word soulmate.
Okay, a little early, but
because they have a lot in common, and one thing being that they have a really, really silly sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
and they like playing practical jokes on each other. For example,
right.
one time she sent a box of those to his house.
Jesus,
are you sure that was a joke or that wasn't
right?
a request for like later on that weekend or something?
No, it was a joke. I brought him back.
All right, cool. All right, well, we're gonna call her. Stay quiet. We're gonna call her right now. Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Deborah?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for picking up the phone. Don't hang up. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, all right? It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. There's four of us here.
Okay.
So the reason we're calling you, it's because it's a good thing. It's somebody reached out to us, and they would love to take you out on a date. All right, and we're calling you because we're willing to pay for it.
Okay,
so it's a guy who you actually went out with a couple times already, and he was telling us he said he used the word soulmate when describing you. He has a big crush on you, and so you guys hung up before, and he thought he saw a future with you, but all of a sudden you kind of disappeared on him. His name is Tim.
I don't know about that.
Okay, can you tell us why? Because he was telling us that you guys, you know, you had a lot in common.
I don't know. It's just a bit much.
No, just tell it. Just
a bit much.
Tell us what it is. We'll pass it on to him. You know what I mean? And by the way, a bit much. He told us you sent a box of dildos to his house.
Well, his, I guess, answer for that was just a little too far.
Oh, Jesus.
What do you mean, like his joke and retaliation?
Yeah. I was getting ready for 4th of July, right? I was getting dressed, getting ready. I heard a whole bunch of fireworks go off, and I go outside, and I see the ambulance arriving at my neighbor's house down the street. The lady had a heart attack because of all these fireworks in her front yard.
We're
trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out, you know, who would do this to her. She's a really sweet old lady. So I get a text from him, and it's a whole bunch of like explosion emojis, dynamite emoji, TNT emoji, and I'm like, what's this? So I said, what's that for? And he says, I got you good. He's the one that put the fireworks on my neighbor's yard.
Stop it.
Did it to the wrong house?
Yes, to the wrong house. I mean, if you're going to go that far for a prank, you really got to check your sources and make sure you have all your info correct.
Deborah, I hate to tell you, I hope you didn't hang up. Tim is on the phone and he heard that. Tim, are you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you
serious? I did not know. I feel bad.
Wait, did she live? Can we get that straight? Is she okay?
She's recovering. She's home now. She's
okay.
Recovering.
I'm just making sure.
Recovering. Okay, so she's alive.
Okay.
Oh, are you kidding me? I did so much research. I Googled mapped it, like the satellite looked right. I can't believe that's the wrong house. I mean, at least she's okay, right? Let's not get too crazy here. She's fine.
You probably took some years off her life, but
yeah,
she's fine.
Right? I mean, come on.
She only had a few left, so I mean, it's like, you know, she's trying to hold on to as many as she can.
It was probably just a 400 firecrackers I strung together. You know?
Oh, my
I mean,
God.
What the hell, dude?
Well, maybe next time
we'll
get it right.
So, let's see.
Will there be another date?
That's the question. Deborah.
That's a hell no for me.
I guess almost killing old ladies is a deal breaker for her.
Yeah, but are you going to be able to go
little
out there?
Bit.
But think about this. How many guys out there are going to, you know, laugh it off when you send them a box of those? You gotta balance this out.
But what if you would have sent a box of those to my grandmother? Think about that.
Okay.
That went to the wrong address.